Hello and welcome to Global Talk. This is Mark.
And this is Janice.
Today we are taking a look at fear of better options. The worry that we are missing out on an opportunity or are making a choice that isn't as good as it could be is something that has been troubling people for as long as choices have existed. But the fear and the inability to choose because of that fear is something that has been made far worse due to social media. Social media has played a huge role in the fear of missing out, but many believe it is the fear of better choices that causes the longest-lasting effects. People with the fear of better options become unable to choose and commit to things, including arranging multiple plans at once. For example, an author noted that their friends had two different trips planned to two different continents, one to Europe and one to South America, planned for the same time, and only at the last minute did they choose one of those two trips. People who have the fear of better choices want to always have as many options as possible, like the trip example, even if it means hurting other people's feelings in the process. In the end, people with the fear may make no choices at all. They may just skip making a choice because they are always afraid they'll miss out. The situation becomes noticeably easy when you look at services like Netflix, shopping online, or even ordering food for delivery. People who have suffered from this have suggested that the best way to handle the issue for small decisions is to flip a coin, and you just accept the outcome. So pizza is the face side, and then the back side, we're going to have noodles. You flip the coin, and then, oh, okay, well, pizza is for dinner. For bigger choices, they say that you should list all of the possible options that you can think of at the time. Then you find your own way to sort of narrow down the final decision, so to take all the choices and to finally end up with one or two that seem like they are the best. At that point, flip the coin. They say that at least by writing down all of the choices that you can think of at the time, you'll have a record of what you believed were the best possible decisions to make at the time that you made the choice. So you don't need to worry about what else was going on out there. Today's article looks at these fears, the fear of missing out and the fear of better options, as well as simple ways to get past them.
今天我们的文章主题就是讨论到了害怕有更好选择综合症，那就是这个综合症它其实就是像是大家就是可能现代有很多无尽就是很多的机会跟选项可以让就是工人们选择，可是他们可能没有办法就是做选择，是因为他们就是害怕就是一旦做下决定之后呢会有一个更好的选项又出现，所以他们就没有办法感到对自己就是做的最后的决定就是感到满足，所以他们就是会很担心或者是害怕。那这样的情况就是很常发生在一些小决定，像是决定晚餐啊，或者是决定在就是 Netflix 上面看你想要看哪一部剧或者是购物。那大的话就是可能大到你的人生的抉择，那就是这个综合症的专有名词呢，它这就是由一个创投资本家派翠克麦金尼斯就是所提出来的。那最后呢，像是这个害怕有更好选择的综合症，它可能就是最后会变得非常的消极，是因为他可能就是想要等到一个最好的选项出现他才要做选择，所以他往往就是会变成决定不了任何的东西。那文章中呢，他也就是有提到说要怎么样让做选择过程变得更简单，像是你可能就是只要确定就是那个够好的选项就可以，那对于一些不重要的事情你可能就是直个铜板决定就可以，那如果是一些比较重大的 人生抉择的话呢，你就是可以写下一些你的所有的选项，然后你再设计出一些方法来缩小范围，然后做出最终的决定。